The Brady Report for Golden Ponds Fishing in Marin Park. Goldenponds.com.au.
It is a Monday morning. Into Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, those that took a plane ride are now in isolation. Tell us more.
Yeah, really interesting story. So, a plane flying back from the Greek holiday island of Zakynthos, also known as Zante, has landed in Cardiff, and seven people on board have tested positive for COVID. The end result is every single person on that flight has now been told by the government and the medical authorities that they must self-isolate for the next 14 days. The Welsh government are blaming young people in their 20s who went on holidays to the Greek island and did not socially distance or basically look after themselves and everyone else. So everyone on that flight landing back into Cardiff this afternoon, they will be staying at home in quarantine for 14 days.
And Enda, who's the government paying?
Social media influencers. Really interesting story in the papers this morning that the government, you know, we think of advertising and I guess we think of radio, TV, newspapers. The government, it turns out, during the pandemic, has been paying people with big followings on social media to put up a post, say, on Instagram, urging people to socially distance, to wash their hands, to take this seriously, and all because of COVID. So the government says that, yeah, we did pay this money, and it was done because it's a really clever form of advertising and getting the message across. A lot of people asking the question, you know, some of these social media influencers charge $10,000, $20,000 per post.
Wow.
It's an awful lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You should become one of those. You're a social influencer from way back.
I wish, Milsey. I wish.
All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. He's an influencer, and with you together, wow, what a powerful combination. We'll talk again tomorrow. Take care.
We will, and you guys. Have a great day.